This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Let's talk about the pulp fiction of our time. And, of course, the dominant genre right now, of course, are superhero movies. Not Westerns like when I was growing up. When I was growing up, we had heroes with True Grit. But they were human heroes. Now we have transhumanist heroes. As I said before we went to break, secular humanism is the religion that is being taught in schools. But it is a religion without any hope. They don't offer any hope. But transhumanism does. Transhumanism offers you the hope of eternal life. It offers you the hope of becoming like God. And it can be done any number of ways. I mean, look at all the different origin stories that we've got. You know, it can be a genetic modification. It can be some kind of a magic incantation. It can be something that is done using technology, technological enhancement. When you go back and look at the film Alita, you know, we've got this robot that's very complex, that kind of plays into the fantasy of eternal life that Ray Kurzweil has embraced. And, you know, hopefully if we can build robots like that, we can transfer our consciousness or whatever it is that makes us what we are. But they can't quite define that. You know, I had Zoltan Isfahan of the Transhumanist Party come in, and I said, okay, you want to talk about transhumanism, how you're going to live forever, how you're going to transfer yourself into a robot and live forever? What is it that you're going to be transferring? Are you simply going to making a copy of yourself, or are you going to be transferred in that? What are you? You have a physical component, obviously, but what are you beyond physical? Is it just a bunch of electrical impulses, or is there a spirit? And they don't really have an answer for that, but they are providing you with a mythology for that. As I said, Joseph Campbell, when he talks about the power of myth, he said mythology provides a cultural framework for society to educate the young. And what are we telling them? We're telling them that with genetic modification, with robotics, with transference and so forth, they can live forever. They can become godlike. I think that's really what we are telling them. He also said that it provides a means of coping with passage from life to death, or better yet, never die. Having eternal life, as Ray Kurzweil points out. Let me give you an alternative perspective, a Christian perspective. You know, C.S. Lewis said that Christianity is both myth and fact. Now, by that, he doesn't mean that it's made up. He says that it is a true myth. It is God's myth, whereas the others are men's myth. And that is the essence of what we are looking at as Christians. That is the hope. That is what is not being taught to our children. That is what is not being given as the framework for our society by many of us. Maybe we don't even have that kind of a framework today because we don't even know what the meaning of life is. We look at the abortion debate. We can't even pinpoint when life begins or define it, right? I think we can, but I mean, we're struggling to say, well, it's a heartbeat or it's a brain activity. Certainly those are signs of life. And we can look at that and say we're going to protect anybody that has a sign of life. But it's going to be a philosophical understanding of where that life comes from or what it ultimately consists of. Who defines that? You know, when we talk about living eternally, C.S. Lewis had something else to say. He said he has never talked, and neither have you, to a mere mortal. He said, no matter who you've talked to, he said, everyone is going to exist forever. Question is, in what state? He said, some of the people that you see on the street as you're walking along, he says, eventually, they're going to be transformed into creatures that are so glorious that you'd be tempted to fall down and worship them. Others are going to be turned into creatures so hideous that you could not even bear to look at them. And so we have this choice before us. Immortal horrors or everlasting splendor? That is the understanding of what life is, what eternal life is for Christians. We are being sold a phony version, and they're selling this version right now because of the control that they want to exercise. When you look at the neural lace brain, we look at this little girl with this cap on, to read her mind, join the hive mind, join 5G. It is a system of total control. They have something in this world that they want to force upon you, and that is the philosophy that's behind it. That is what's so...
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking forward.
Welcome back. We have Katie Hopkins joining us from the UK right now. She's got a book out called Rude. You can also find her on Twitter. Her Twitter handle is KT Hopkins. And again, that's the letters KT. She's not spelling out her name Katie, but it's KT Hopkins. She's a British journalist. She's fighting back against the fall of Europe. And when Katie Hopkins was here in studio, I talked to her briefly about Brexit a couple of months ago. And she said, yeah, Britain has fallen. They're going to make sure that that doesn't go through. It's one of the most one of the most worrying things that I have seen. I was very excited to see Brexit go through, but now it looks like they have engineered a way to keep that from happening. And, of course, part of that is by controlling the narrative. And I want to talk to Katie about what is going to be happening with Brexit as well as how they are controlling the narrative. So joining us now from the UK is Katie Hopkins. Welcome, Katie.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you for joining. Tell us a little bit about what you think is going to be happening with Brexit. I talked to Paul Joseph Watson. He's in studio a couple of days ago. It looks like they have pretty much covered all their bases. I knew the fix was in when the only person that they put forward as a prime minister after the election was the conservative who opposed Brexit. But it's been very, very, manipulative how they have set this thing up. Tell us what you think is going to happen, because it's the end of this month, right, that the hard Brexit date is coming up. You think they're going to delay it?
That's right. So when our politicians opted to trigger Article 50, that's the legal mechanism by which we would leave the EU, that date is the 29th of March. So as things stand, on the 29th of March, the UK leaves the EU with or without a deal. And of course, for Brexiteers like myself, the 17.4 million who just wanted to leave, that's what we would love. We would love to leave without a deal. We would love to just get out the door and then sort things out from there. But what the government, the establishment, the Remainers, those in power have managed to do is make this about a deal. So it looks like we will get either a deal that is Remain, or it may end up that we go back for a second vote where the only options are a really bad deal or, in fact, Remain. And in that way, we've overturned, the establishment has overturned the will of the people. And it's beyond comprehension, especially for my American friends who are just like, well, what happened to the will of the people?
Yeah, exactly. Why is the hard exit no longer an option?
I mean, the government have created a very complex and fairly smart, actually, communication strategy to try to bewitch people with why no deal is not an option. If you can believe this, and if your listeners and viewers can believe this, the government actually paid lorry drivers £250, so $300 a day, to practice queuing so that they could take pictures of lorries queuing to frighten people into thinking that there would be lots of queues after Brexit. I mean, this is the level of madness we're talking about. And today, the Daily Mail put out a piece saying, all Brits need new passports from tomorrow in the event of a no deal. It's just relentless scare tactics trying to grind people down. But I think, David, the really interesting thing is people aren't that stupid. And people now know their vote didn't count. So the bigger question in the UK is, who's ever going to vote again? How are you going to get close to 20 million people near a ballot box ever again?
Yeah, it was amazing. I mean, when it came out, I was celebrating it. We're talking about how it was a Declaration of Independence. And, of course, that happened just a couple of months before President Trump was elected. Things looked very, very optimistic. And yet, just as we've seen them pull these technical maneuvers to try to shut down different aspects of what President Trump is doing, it's absolutely amazing to see this. It reminds me of what Nigel Farage was saying when they took out the duly elected government of Greece a few years ago and then put in a former Goldman Sachs banker. And he goes, you're doing this at the heart of democracy, where democracy starts. You just shut down their entire election. Well, now they've done it in Britain as well. It's absolutely amazing.
It is a real craziness. And I think people are, you know, what one of the things we're trying to talk about, one of the messages that I like to talk about is this idea of the social contract. You know, we have democracy for a reason. It's part of a social contract. We agree to do things like pay our taxes or abide by the law and order of the land in return for our vote. You take away our vote and explain to me, why are we going to keep paying our taxes? Why do we want to keep participating in this contract that we haven't seen the benefits of? So it will be interesting to see what's going to happen on the 29th of March, but probably one of the breaking stories that you guys have been covering, on the 22nd of March now, they decided to send Tommy Robinson back to court. They are charging him again with contempt of court, a charge that was thrown out about 5 months ago.
And, of course, that is how I believe they think that they're going to be able to weather the storm. If they can shut down any opposition, any organized opposition, if they can take control of speech in the UK, and, of course, they have been even more upfront and obvious about it in the UK than they are here. Here, they do it through the corporations, and they say, well, it's just, you know, private corporations exercising their private rights and so forth. There, the government comes in directly and gets in your face. They don't really have a problem with saying that they're doing it. Here, they always try to have a mask, a corporate beard to do it. But there, they're very direct, and I think that is a key thing, to come after Tommy Robinson, to come after free speech in Britain.
Absolutely, and by making individuals that speak out like myself a target, you know, they send a very clear message. So the message is, if you speak out, you will, you know, many of the things that I've experienced, lose your job, lose your radio show. You will lose your column on the newspaper. You will lose your home, as mine was taken by the court. You will be punished. We will clamp down on those people who speak out. And of course, the impact of that in my experience and in my email inbox is that you get so many emails from people saying, keep going, please keep going, we need you, you're our voice. And then you also get emails from people who are recognizing they have to pay their mortgage. They don't want to lose their job. And so they're silenced. And of course, at a deeper level, that means that people are thinking, can I say this before they open their mouth? Is this a wrong thought? And once you start to have an entire population double checking before they even have the thought, your ability to control that population is magnified, I think.
Oh, yeah, and that's the Chinese model. I mean, that has been ingrained in their society for a very long time. You mentioned something that I'm not familiar with, and I've heard you many times speak. You said losing your home. Tell me about that. I don't know about that story.
Yeah, so with a case on Twitter, I put up a tweet that was incorrect, but a system, a mechanism, a new law was created that made me guilty of libel for putting up a tweet that was deleted, that was apologized for, that was retracted. They pursued that case to the point where I had to sell my home in order to fund the damages and the costs of that court proceedings. That's new law that says that damage to reputation is incurred at the time of publication. And because mine is in a large account with about 1 million followers, they penalized me significantly. And with all my other work and jobs in radio, in national newspaper columns, they've always either gone after the sponsors or gone up the ladder and had those columns or programs removed. So Certainly for me, I paid a price. You know, there was a jihadi plot to behead me. The state commissioned a play called The Assassination of Caton Hopkins. Like you say, they don't hide what their intent is here in my country.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. They do the same thing here in America. I mean, you look at what they did with General Flynn. He lost his home trying to defend himself from criminal charges. They don't come in and say, well, we're coming after you because of what you said. They will manufacture a different reason. They'll manufacture a process crime somewhere, the same way they're coming after Roger Stone now. They'll manufacture some kind of a process crime that has to do with a immaterial statement that you made to somebody and say, oh, well, you know, you committed perjury or whatever, and they'll do it on that basis. They won't just come in and say, well, we don't like what you had to say, so we're going to sue it and take it. But they are right up front about what they're doing in the UK. When we come back, I want to talk to you about your new documentary, Homelands, about Western Europeans who are fleeing Europe. We'll be right back with Katie Hopkins, and stay with us. You can find her again on Twitter, KT Hopkins.
The official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores. The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Katie Hopkins in the UK, and you can find her on Twitter at KT Hopkins. Her book is Rude, and she's got a documentary called Homelands, a new documentary talking about Western Europeans fleeing Europe. I want to get some more information about that from Katie. First question, Katie, where are they going?
It's been so interesting, actually. It's one of the things that's not spoken about, because migration to us is about caravans of people at the border,
yeah,
or migrants coming across the Med, you know, snaking their way through the countryside. But there's a quiet migration underway, one that no one is talking about, and that is the exodus of Jews from places like Paris and Germany, and the movement of people like myself, Christian, white Christians or Christian Brits, Christian culture, really, looking for a new place to call home. So I've just spent a few months from France, from Israel, in Germany, and in the north of England, where people are looking for their Judeo-Christian heritage. They're looking for a new place to start afresh. And so I follow Jewish families making Aliyah to Israel, starting anew. And also some of the white Brits, because we're outnumbered now in London, in Birmingham, in Bradford, in Luton. I could carry on. I spent time in a town in the UK called Savilltown. It's in the north, in the sort of, if you imagine, the land of rolling green hills and mills. It used to be an old mill town making fabric. Mm-hmm. It's now 97% Muslim.
Wow.
By being there, I increased the white population by 4%. You try being a white person in that town. So this is the homeland is the movement of our people looking for a new place to call home. And I think it's widely untalked about, but I think we're going to see more and more on this, especially with the Jews needing to get out of France and get out of France fast.
Well, again, instead of immigration, you're talking about emigration with an E, as in, you know, exiting, and exiting Europe is really what people are talking about here. I see a similar thing happening here in America. My wife grew up on Long Island. Now the areas where she grew up, they have rampant problems with MS-13 and violence there because the population has completely changed. You know, when she was growing up, it was basically people who were Italian and Polish that were living in those neighborhoods. Now it is people coming from El Salvador. And along with the legitimate people who are trying to flee violence, you have MS-13 coming. And one individual who had his child killed by MS-13 was saying, I came here to escape that. Well, you can't escape that if the border's open. You know, the MS-13 is going to come in and do that. And right now, MS-13 is killing Hispanic children who are not part of their gang, or, you know, they have a romantic rival or something like that. But that violence is going to spread to other people in the community, if in fact there is anybody in the community other than El Salvadoran. But they've basically taken over that Long Island town where my wife grew up.
Exactly. And I think this is the thing for me, and my learning is that it isn't really about race or color, any of those things.
That's right.
It's about kind of this idea of diversity. And diversity, of course, must be a positive thing, etc. Except if you go to a town where 97% of the people are Muslim, where is the diversity? Where is the diversity we were told that, you know, was so great for our country? And I think the other thing that was really striking for me was sitting with Jewish people now in Israel, thrilled to be in a new place, talking about how they were called dirty Jew or whatever, just walking in the streets of Paris. This is today in 2019. And it got me to thinking, I'm talking to a rabbi, that for many of us, we don't have somewhere to run to. We don't have a place to make aliyah. We don't have a new place to call home. And I know that a lot of my friends, colleagues, other regular Brits are increasingly looking eastwards to sort of Poland and Hungary, wondering if their strong stand for our Christian culture could be where we end up taking our families to.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen some... we were looking at that as well because my wife is part Polish. So we need to go take a look at that because you know, she doesn't have any connections to that anymore. But, you know, I've seen the strong stand, as you pointed out, that they've taken and how they're focused on building families and how they understand that they need a homeland for their own culture. It's absolutely fine. All these people who talk about multiculturalism don't really respect that. I mean, you look at Europe. When I went there as a high school student, it was a rich tapestry of different cultures that were allowed. I mean, tiny countries that by U.S. standards are smaller than our states, and yet in each of these they had their own culture. They had different music, different architecture, different languages, and it was amazing to be able to see that many different cultures in such a short period of time. But now they want to dumb everything down into this homogenized, gray, culturalist area. But I think there's a more sinister aspect of this as well, Katie. Going back to 2000, the UN was selling this idea that we had to have massive migration because of the welfare state, because of the social system, what we call Social Security here. They said, we've got this inversion of population because it's a Ponzi scheme. You're not having enough kids. A lot of reasons for that. But you're not having enough kids, so we're going to have to bring in people from other places to support you in your old age. And yet that is exactly what is not happening, right?
Absolutely. And we've just had a case this week where for the first time people are now waking up because parents in the UK looking for secondary school places for their children. So that's like 11, 12 years old upwards, have been told there are no places for their children. So and the school has said in particular it's because of new arrivals, international new arrivals. And so
they get first priority.
2021. 1 in 25 of our councils have no places for children at secondary school level. So this is where the leftists that say, oh, well, immigration is great for our country, it's a net advantage we gain. Sure, now try being a mum of a teenage child who doesn't have a school to go to. And, you know, the demographics here in the UK are shocking. By 2035, Muslim births outnumber white British births. You know, we are being replaced at a rapid rate and our children are running out of school places to go to.
Yeah, they planned that and then they sold to people saying, yeah, you're going to be fine with this. They're going to take care of you in your old age. Yeah, they were going to take care of you in a different way. We see this happening in London right now, mm-hmm. The exploding crime. I mean, you just had five people stabbed in 5 days.
It's literally craziness in London. So there's another stabbing today in West Kensington, which is quite a smart area. That young boy died on the street. At the same time, we got news that someone stabbed earlier in the week just died. The stabbings are completely out of control. You know, there's three elements, in my opinion, which is initiation. So some people stab at each other for initiation into the gangs. They're stabbing for retaliation. And they're stabbing for delineating their territories. But one thing's for sure, we don't have a knife crime problem. Knives are not the problem. We have a gang problem.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same as guns in America, right? They love to blame the gun, not the person behind it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, what you're talking about there, again, with Islam and the three different aspects of how they're doing that is the same thing that's happening with the MS-13 gangs. And they know that these kids are from a foreign country. They know that they're coming here illegally. We say we're going to defer any action on them, and that is still going on under the Trump administration. That was an executive action by the previous administration. President Trump could stop that at any time if he had the political will. And yet they allow that to continue to go on. These people even have the tattoos on their face to tell you that they are MS-13, but they wait until something happens to even other Hispanic kids before they'll do anything about it. We'll be right back with Katie Hopkins. Stay with us.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands, you're in my hands, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Katie Hopkins. You can find her on Twitter at KT Hopkins. And she has a documentary that's going to be coming up, I believe it's March the 13th. Katie, is that correct? Called Homeland.
That's the launch date. Thank you. In Strasbourg, in the European Parliament. So I like to take my work to the heart of the enemy territory. And I'm presenting it in association with ENF. That's the European Nations for Freedom. So if you imagine things like Salvini and the AFD and the League, all the great people who are fighting for freedom in Europe, who are Trump supporters, that's the organization that's helping me bring Homeland to the European Parliament, and then I will have an update of where people can watch it. I'm hoping to get it over to you guys at InfoWars so that your viewers can watch it. I think it's really interesting in terms of a migration that's not being talked about, people being forced out of their countries.
So you're going to premiere it right there with the people who are behind these policies. Let's play a short clip here of the trailer for it. We've got about a 30-second clip here. This is a trailer for the documentary Homelands.
On September 1st, 1939, the Nazis invaded Poland. World War II began, and then what led to the Holocaust. But it didn't start on September 1st. It began way before, when synagogues were burned, when Jews' beards were cut
targeted,
off.
They weren't allowed certain jobs, they weren't allowed to live certain
it
places.
It started there. And some Jewish communities in the world should treat every day, when they wake up in the morning, every day, this might be September 1st, 1939.
Yeah, that's very true. And so the question is, you know, where do Europeans go? The Jews have a homeland now. In Israel that they can immigrate to and be protected. Where are we going to go in this?
That's exactly right. I should point out as well that Doron there, that's Doron Kramer, who's a journalist, one of the biggest papers in Israel. He used to be a basketball player. So I'm 5'8". I'm quite tall. He is 7'4". So I was walking down the road trying to interview him like that. But he's a great
I noticed that discrepancy. I didn't remember you being that short. I mean, you look like a hobbit talking to him. Yeah, halfling. Yeah.
I know. I was like, can I stand on a bench to talk to Doron? Anyway, I love him. But the other thing that struck me, and you know, it's the stuff that makes the hairs, when you're doing these interviews, the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. A lady said, a French Jewish lady who was called a dirty Jew in the streets in Paris a few months back, she said, you know, we have to remember the pessimists are now in L.A. with a pool. The optimists are in Auschwitz. And she and her husband have made the journey to Israel. And they've even bought an apartment there for her children because she's desperate for her children to get out of Paris. There is a real tangible fear that people are leaving it too late to leave. But absolutely, I came away. I was asking the rabbi. I should have got you the clip before. Asking the rabbi, where am I going to go? Where are my people going to go? We don't have an Israel. And Aliyah is amazing. You know, they help pay for your flights, your first year. They support you financially, give you accommodation. And they meet you at the Israeli, for Jewish people making Aliyah. They meet them at the airport with their paperwork to make them nationals, Israeli nationals. I think it's, you know, a gentleman got really upset speaking to me about it because he said for once, finally, he felt accepted and he felt like he was home. And well, I think this is the narrative of our time, actually.
Yeah. And again, what we're seeing is the rise of this in France because of the massive migration of Islam into France. That's the basis of this. I've talked to Simon Roche in South Africa multiple times, and I pulled him on again last week because of what I hear coming from the Democrats in this country. It looks to me like a verbatim replay of the anti-Semitism that we've seen against Jews in Germany, what we see going on in France now. But we see that not only with the white people in South Africa, kill the Boer, take their farms and so forth, but I'm seeing it now from the Democrat Party here in America when they talk about reparations. They have absolutely no way that they can put this through because they can't define here in America. We've had a lot of intermarrying over the decades, over the centuries, between black and white. Who's going to define who is black, who's white? Who is going to define whose ancestors owned slaves? But they don't care because it's about creating that hatred of the other, isn't it?
Yeah, you're so right. And I think as a Brit, watching Ilhan Omar, watching Rashida Tlaib with her Palestinian flag, it gives me anxiety, you know, because we're so much further down that line. We know how this works. You get densely packed Muslim populations, you facilitate those with mosques where funds can flow in, you have people suddenly voting according to their religion, and before you know it, you've got political Islam, people voting by their faith, how Allah wants them to vote. And you've got that right now. You know, you've got Ilhan Omar, who was out there on the campaign trail with her, you know, jazzy orange headdress, looking a bit tropical and modern, and now she's in your Congress with the black headdress on. It's all got very serious, starting to come out with some of this kind of narrative that is so anti-Israel, so anti-Semitic. I really fear you know, you guys are not very far behind us in the complete political Islam, which I think is particularly dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're, again, you know, in their process of demonizing white people, and that's what this reparations is really about. And you've got all the major Democrat candidates for president now signing into it either explicitly or implicitly, saying, yeah, there has to be something. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to look at, but you've got Kamala Harris, you've got Cory Booker, you've got Elizabeth Warren, all of them, and many others have signed into this. But when we look at, as you pointed out, Ilhan Omar, you know, we changed the law so that she could cover her head. I think it's important to take a look at what's going on right now in Saudi Arabia. They have an app for that in Saudi Arabia. And if you want to know what life in Islamic America is like, take a look at what's going on in Saudi Arabia right now. We got an American citizen, as a matter of fact, who is trapped there. I've talked about this multiple times on my show in the morning, this app called Absher. It is being sold by both Google and by Apple. You know, Apple shut down the InfoWars app. But if you want to get an app to track your women that they treat like chattel, because they all have to have a male guardian, they have to have his permission, you get that app. It is put out there by the Kingdom's Interior Ministry. They own and operate that app. They've encouraged people to go in and rate it, so it's highly rated. Google has just said that it is cleared for sale by Google. And this is that you can track, you put in the number of the women that belong to you, and whenever they're traveling, you get notification from the Saudi government asking if you want to give them permission to travel.
I mean, can you imagine the levels of madness we are now stooping to? You know, this is the level of madness in our society. And it's bizarre, of course, because we can all see it happening. We all know it's a madness.
Yeah.
And yet it's continuing. It's not, we're not stopping it somehow. We're failing to stop this happening to ourselves. But yeah, Ilhan Omar, I really am concerned about in terms of, you know, we see it in London. We have a Muslim mayor, and then we have a Muslim housing association. We have a Muslim police association. You know, before long, you just get the sense that there's no place for us, and that Muslims and Islam are in control. One of the things that's scaring me slightly as well, I've just read, in Houston, there's a mosque that's being opened up for Spanish-speaking individuals, so sort of Southern Americans, to try and infiltrate Spanish-speaking people with Islam, which I think is quite sinister in itself.
Well, you know, you have this schizophrenia, especially in the Democrat Party, where they want to celebrate Ilhan Omar. They want to celebrate her hijab. And yet, at the same time, this culture, this religion is doing this in terms of setting up an app to actually track women and to shut down their movement, even though they've gone out, the Saudis have gone out and said, oh, well, look, we're going to let them drive. Well, you're not going to drive without the permission of a male guardian. I mean, that's the – but, of course, they want to put all of us into that position. They want us all to have travel restrictions unless our government lets us know that we can travel. It's absolutely insane. Thank you so much for joining us, Katie Hopkins. Again, her documentary Homelands is going to have its premiere on March 13th, and we'll have updates on where people can get that. Of course, you'll probably be able to find it from her Twitter, which is KT Hopkins. That's where you'll find her on Twitter. Thank you so much for joining us, Katie.
Have a great show.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you.
My neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. We've got one more segment, and then Mike Adams is going to be taking over in the fourth hour. I just had this given to me by the staff here. I was not even... This is a very well-kept secret. When I talked about CBD and that article from the Daily Mail, I talked about it in the context of a guy who basically really didn't care about taking care of his health. He had a respiratory illness, but in spite of that, he smoked 20 cigarettes a day in his youth, 20s and 30s. He eventually stopped smoking, but then he eventually got lung cancer, and he refused all forms of cancer treatment. He didn't want chemotherapy, didn't want radiation or surgery. But he did, after a while, because the tumors were growing, he took some CBD oil, and the doctors, they were absolutely amazed. They said, we know this guy didn't take anything. He doesn't take anything for his health. He doesn't try to do anything to help. So it was simply him taking CBD oil for a couple of months, and we saw this tumor essentially disappear in just 2 months. He had multiple tumors in his lungs that had metastasized to his lymph system and so forth. And I was talking about it. I didn't realize we have a CBD product here. It's called Washington's Reserve. And you can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at that. I'll be looking at that myself, quite frankly. Certainly, it has got a lot of... There are a lot of anecdotal, at this point, success stories of CBD because they won't do the studies. You may have some studies start now that Boehner is making money from it. Remember, he always said he was unalterably opposed to it until he became an investor in it, and now he is a big supporter of that. If you want to take a look at some of the other products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, as I was saying before, we've got some great specials. Right now, we have 50% off both Alpha Power and Bod Ease. Again, Bod Ease is a natural supplement. Turmeric is great for fighting inflation, whether it's in your joints or other parts of your body. We have that 50% off along with Alpha Power. We have 33% off DNA Force. That is a very expensive and difficult product to produce, and so it frequently goes out of stock. We have it in stock right now, and we have it at 33% off. That's a big sale savings right now with DNA Force. And we've got a lot of different products that are on sale right now. We have InfoWars Select Storable Food Products, 50% off. They're storable for up to 25 years, non-GMO. They're resealable after you eventually use them. Great products. So take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. I've got a interesting story here. We had a couple of guys that played a hoax on Elliot Abrams, a couple of Russian comedians, and they engaged him in whether or not he was going to be attacking Venezuela. They pretended that they were with the Swiss government. And they got him to make some interesting statements. I want to get in that, play that video for you. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to follow up as we were talking to Katie Hopkins about immigration and other issues. We have Congressman Al Green from Texas lecturing Homeland Security Secretary Nielsen, saying white babies would not be treated the way these babies of color are being treated at the border. And I just saw that and thought of the amazing hypocrisy behind that. You know, we have talked many times about black genocide that is being conducted by Planned Parenthood. As a matter of fact, that's what they were very open about, Margaret Sanger and others. When you look at the way black babies are being treated, there is a big difference at Planned Parenthood. You want to put out this narrative that babies are being ripped from their parents at the border. That's not true. As a matter of fact, they are putting them in military housing. Where did they get the authority to do that? Did President Trump have to go to Congress to get authority to detain the families together in military bases? Of course not. As commander-in-chief, he could do that at the military bases. In the same way, he could protect the border without any additional allocation of funds because it's part of defending this country. But they don't even know that these babies coming across the border are actually babies of these parents. They're trying to do DNA testing in some cases. But when you rip the baby out of the mother at a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, and this is happening many, many times more to black babies than it is to white babies. That's why we talk about black genocide. And that was the purpose from the very beginning. Margaret Sanger and Prescott Bush, the patriarch of the Bush clan, was her treasurer at the very beginning. She was open about talking about doing this to control the black population. They put the majority of Planned Parenthood clinics in the black community. And again, they are having this at many multiples of that. So, Al Green, if you want to get serious about this, then why don't you take a look at what's going on in Planned Parenthood? Because they really are ripping the babies away from their mothers and ripping the babies apart in these Planned Parenthood clinics. But, of course, you won't do that because that is the Democrat rite, R-I-T-E. It is a ritual that they do not want to give up. One last thing about immigration, then we'll get into this situation with the Russian pranksters and Elliot Richardson in Venezuela. We just had a second California judge say that to ask on the census whether or not you are a citizen threatens the very foundation of U.S. democracy. No, I would say that what they are doing, what these judges are doing, threatens the very foundation of the U.S. democracy. You understand that we had a census specifically to allocate representation. And it's representation of people who are citizens, not people who are not citizens. And that's why, up until, I guess it was about 20 years ago, they always asked, are you a citizen? And that, quite frankly, is the only thing that they have the authority to ask. They should not be asking and demanding information about you in any other respect. That's none of their business. But it is their business to know whether or not you are an American citizen. Because only American citizens should be allowed to vote. But, of course, that's something else that the California judges and these other people who have set themselves up above the Constitution don't care to pay any attention to. Let's go to this clip. It was put out by Sputnik News. These are a couple of Russian comedians, telephone pranksters, Vovan and Lexus, just like the car, I guess. They called up Elliot Abrams. They engaged him in conversation about what he was going to do with Venezuela, because a lot of us are wondering whether they're going to set up a military operation. You know, we're coming to March, and March is the Ides of March are typically when the American government, especially in the last several years, have been trying to march off to war in Syria. Now they're talking about Venezuela. So this is what Elliot Abrams told these Russian telephone pranksters when he thought that they were calling him from the government of Switzerland.
Also, I wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts about possible military aid to the president of Guaido, President Guaido?
You know, we are not going to do that.
Yeah, I think it's
unless unless the regime does something completely crazy, like you know, attacking the U.S. embassy.
Yeah, I know.
But our information suggests that people in the regime and in the military are actually nervous about a U.S. invasion. And we think it is useful to keep them nervous, which is one reason that we will not say publicly, no, 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 this will never happen. Mm-hmm. When I give private briefings to members of Congress, this is exactly what I say to them. We are not trying to make you in Congress nervous. We are trying to make the Venezuelan military nervous, and we think that it is a mistake tactically to give them endless reassurances that there will never be American military action.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, this is not what we're doing. What we're doing is what you see, financial pressure, economic pressure, diplomatic pressure,
political
pressure.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And again, they're posing as a Swiss president. When you listen to that, they don't, I don't know, they have a very heavy Russian accent to me. Elliot Richardson didn't catch that. I don't know, does he not get out too much? I mean, this is... This is a guy who's been an ambassador. And also, does he not get out of the country too much? I mean, he's pretty provincial if he doesn't catch that Russian accent. But he thought he was talking to the Swiss president. And the good news is, because it's not just people in I don't know that Congress is getting nervous about a war. Did they ever get nervous about wars? I mean, they didn't really seem to care too much about Syria or Afghanistan or many of these other places. Are they really nervous about Venezuela? I'm nervous about it. I don't want to see American blood and treasure spent on that. I want to fight socialism, but I want to fight socialism here in America. That's where I'm concerned about it. Let those people in Venezuela fight with socialism. Let them deal with the effects of it. Let them be the poster child for why we don't want it here in this country if they're unable to do anything or unwilling to do anything about it. I mean, we've already got North Korea. North Korea versus South Korea. We had Mao's China versus Hong Kong versus Taiwan. We had East and West Germany. How many more of these cases do we need to show the world what a centrally planned economy looks like with these people who are control freaks? Why are we even thinking about this here in America? It's absolutely insane. You know, we have to have Rand Paul introducing a bill to end the war in Afghanistan. We've gotten to a position where all wars are by default permitted unless they are expressly prohibited. We have turned the Constitution upside down and inside out. Thanks for listening. Stay with us. Mike Adams is coming up.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official National American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.